that's what really, you know, that's you have to be just so careful, yeah, about when you eat and what you eat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Olympics, Rio. Was it worth all that trouble for 20 plus years?
Oh my God, it certainly was. And worth do another 20 years to get there. You know, it was brilliant. Uh-huh. From start to finish, to arriving at Dublin Airport as part of the Irish team and all the support that we got and heading out. And oh, it was amazing. Now the Olympic Village, the gym in the Olympic Village, and the rowing course was absolutely spectacular. It was set with Christ the Redeemer on the on a mountain in the background, and just a beautiful course, and just feeling like you're part of this elite group of rowers that are there. It was really amazing.
Wasn't there a bit of a wind occasionally out there?
A bit of wind?
Wind.
Oh yeah, there was actually. Ah, so. We were told it was going to be a headwind, so we kind of trained for that. Mm-hmm. But it was way windier than we thought. Like when the rowing had to be cancelled, and it's never cancelled, really. No. It was just so windy. Mm-hmm. Boats were capsizing and being flooded.
You got on the boat, you competed. I presume with your determination and setting ambitions, getting to the final was certainly on your radar.
It definitely was. Like, we knew we had the potential to do that. We knew we had the talent, and we just had to row well. And I think that was our greatest fear, that we wouldn't row as well as what we could. But and we'd always had a bit of a difficulty with semi-finals. Like, myself and Claire, I suppose, didn't get together that long before the Olympics, but we kind of faltered at a good few semi-final stages. We just missed out on qualifying for the final. But the Olympics was the first one we actually nailed and had a brilliant race in the semi-final. So, so there's that bit of nerve going into it. Will we not make it? And you're thinking, are we always missing out just because of psychological reasons or what? But we really showed that, you know, our mental strength came through at the Olympics, and we had a great race there.
I'm sure you'd have loved to be in Ireland to see the reaction, and maybe particularly Donegal, because it really was fantastic. The fact that you did so well. Then to the final, how did you expect that you might do in the final?
Well, I suppose we were hoping for that tailwind, that headwind. Our coach Don had done the analysis of the course, and he knew it was going to be a headwind, because that was a prevailing wind. In our training camp before the Olympics in Banyoles in Spain, we had the ideal conditions, so we were really well practiced for that. Mm-hmm. And myself and Claire would be more endurance type people as well, so the longer race suited us better. And then the day of the final, the wind changed direction for the first time that week and became a tailwind. So we knew we'd be under pressure to compete as well as we would in the headwind. But we rowed as well as we possibly could have in that tailwind and had a good performance. And we were, you know, just a little bit off a medal, but we didn't quite make it. But we were delighted with the way we rowed anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, the country was proud of you, and particularly Donegal. There's no doubt about that at all.
It was unbelievable support. Like, I was seeing pictures, and I just couldn't believe, like, Mum, you know, Mum would normally freak out if people were coming to the house, like, without her knowing weeks in advance. And she'd Highland Radio,
they were coming from highways and byways and
ITV,
all the rest.
The whole lot there. And she was fine about it all.
Of course,
I think she was just so excited about the racing.
It's really getting used to it.
So many people. It was brilliant.
Brilliant is right. Well, the big question I'm going to ask you now is, you know, are you going to continue in rowing, and would you hope to make it to the Olympics in Tokyo in 2020?
I'd absolutely love to keep going. I think Tokyo would be very special, and, you know, if myself and Claire could get together in time and, you never know, get that medal, it would be really, really something special. But I suppose there's a lot of factors along the way. You know, I have the family, and, you know, I just can't stop work. And with the family, you kind of financial reasons and all the rest. But if I had the support, and, you know, things kind of, you know, if it did kind of, if there was some way possible at all, I'd make it work and try and get there.
Are you eligible for funding from the Sports Council because of your performance in the Olympics?
Yeah, so we should be entitled to funding this year, but it's, you know, it's not, it's kind of just, it just helps you out a little bit. So I had to borrow a lot to get to Rio, and to, you know, I did have to take that time out of work. So I have to pay back those bills, first of all. So I'm back working full time this year. And so I won't be able to actually avail of the grant because I won't be able to row internationally this year. But we'll see in the future if kind of things fall into place.
Would you have to go to to Cork again if it was a case that yourself and Claire got together? And
Potentially I would, yeah. But there's talk about the lightweight single coming in as well. Mm-hmm. We'll find out in the next few months. Like, I've dreamed about the lightweight single coming into the Olympics all these years, because it would have made things a lot easier
it
for me, you know. And
have.
I could have had a good few Olympics if it had come in before. But if it did come in, I think it would be very hard for me not to, to give it a go. And then I wouldn't necessarily have to be based in Cork. I could be in Limerick for a lot more, because I could be training by myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully that's the way it'll work out.
Mm.
What advice have you for people out there, say, that were at the Sports Star Awards on Friday night, looking up there at this person that they were sitting watching during the summer and the Olympics and so on? You know, how can they make it? Presume it's not a straight line and a smooth line.
Yeah.
A lot of headaches along the way.
It's definitely not. But if you have a dream and a passion and you're good at what you do, and I did see, and we had so many talented juniors out there last night who've achieved so much, like way more than I would have at that stage. So they've obviously got the talent, and if they have the dream to go to the Olympics, then they can definitely make it happen too. It won't be hard. It won't be easy, sorry. It will be hard. But, you know, if they want to do it, they can find a way. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that struck me out there was the amount of support that's in the county and the coaching, and there are people there to help them. So they just need to kind of find those people. And like, it's certainly worth it. It's an amazing experience if they can get there.
And you were able to combine your sport with your academic work as well, and that's important because, you know, you have to get a job at the end of all this.
It's important for a lot of reasons. Yeah, you do have to have the job, and if you're always worrying about what am I going to do afterwards, then you're not going to bring the best out in your performance. The other thing was, I found that any setback I had, you know, it might be really hard to get out of bed the next day, but I always knew, God, I've got to get up and I've got to have my finals in medicine, or I'm starting a new job, or there was always something, you know, that I could forget about the setback for a while and concentrate on the academic side or the, you know, the career. So it, you know, that's very, very important for people. Or if you get injured, then you can kind of concentrate more on your studies for a while, because then when it comes to competing and you have to take time out of study, then you've the time in the bank for that.
Were you impressed with what you did see down there at Mount Errigal on Friday evening? You know, the standard of various sports maybe they're not getting enough publicity.
It's incredible, yeah, for such a small county to have so many sports that we're good at. Like, I do listen to Island Radio and I follow some of the results in the papers and stuff, but I hadn't realised how, you know, the extent of the talent that we have.
Mm-hmm.